Casiera Fluxus.
Well, yes, there was a thing in 1966 or thereabouts. There was a big show of paper products and art made with paper at the New York City Crafts Museum. And I think that was sponsored by Time and Life and some paper outfit, like, I forget the name, one of the big paper manufacturers. So they asked us both for objects, of which we had several, and also to do a concert, like a theater piece, a paper piece. So we did two pieces. One was like an orchestra playing paper, different paper sounds, and the other one was a sort of like a dramatic event, a curtain, paper curtain, and there was one archer in Japanese samurai armor, looked very menacing. He was shooting 12, he shot 12 arrows into the paper curtain, and each time the arrow would hit the curtain, the paper curtain would react like the first time the arrow may bounce off, because we would have like piece of plywood behind. Okay. Then a man behind the curtain would spray blue ink or paint, so it would look like the spot where the arrow was hit started to get blue, you know, the way the skin gets from impact. Or the next arrow went right through the paper, like it got absorbed, and then only the feathers came out. Like, you know, the body rejected the feathers. It consumed the arrow, but not the feathers. Or, you know, it would bleed, like shaving cream come out, or gong. We would have sometimes a gong behind. So it would hit through the paper, it would hit the gong.
Okay.
So they were all sound and visual things. Sort of, they ended up to be all like funny, you know, the whole idea was like a funny concept. Because, as I say, that's sort of a strong element in most of our things, are this element of humor, which is carried sometimes when even artist doesn't particularly think he's doing humorous thing, but no, it ends up to look like, you know, humorous.
Well, it seems to me that the title of that piece was Kill Paper, Not People, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was sort of, you know, also two peas, and we were killing that paper, and, oh, the last thing he came, you see, was all done like a Japanese attack of arrows, and then he came with a sword and cut the curtain in the bottom, like bowels. Then we had a big paper from paper tube, like a truss structure, a three-dimensional space frame.
Yes.
That came out right over the audience and just sat down on the audience. So they were all like, in a cage, you know, because it just. That's how it reminds me of another event where we asked to do just a piece or performance for some benefit. Concert which had was followed by like a big dance, like ballroom dance. Mm-hmm. And so we were all dressed up like workers, and we were just hanging, actually we were hanging scotch tape on the ceiling like a big net. Now people thought we were just hanging decoration like ribbons, you know, and they always kept saying, why are those workers working here when we're dancing, you know, couldn't they have done it before? We had overalls, and I just said flux worker. Then when we all hung it up, big network of scotch tape, then it was supported at 4 points only. So at one signal, we could cut all those 4 points, and the whole net came down on the dancers with scotch tape. They were completely
entangled.
Yeah, with all sticky stuff. Yeah, man, they were angry, the dancers.
Did you do any food for that?
No, not for that, but we usually did food events, like when we had New Year's party, we do each New Year different kind of food event. So the first one, also in the 60s, we did, the theme was to have funny foods, and everybody had to invent some kind of a funny food. So, well, there was a fish, live fish floating in a fish soup, or there was an egg, which, hard-boiled egg that had no yellow in it, only the white. Yeah, no yolk.
How is that?
That, you see, you take a raw egg, blow the whole egg out through two little holes, and then with a syringe you put back only the egg white. And then you hard-boil, and you just get a hard-boiled egg. Or there were other things, instead of egg you could put, like we put dry noodles through the little hole, and then boil the whole thing, the noodles will expand, and when you peel it up and it looks like you know, brains. like a chicken has just been there, you know, hatched with only brains. So, you know, everybody invented some food. Then we done other New Year time, food events where like a rainbow, once we did rainbow colors. All food was set up like a rainbow on a black tablecloth. Or the most recent one we did, we called Food Atlas, where everybody had to bring food from a different country, and then we set it up as a map.
As a map?
A map of the world, yeah. And then we ate the map up.
Mm-hmm.